Igniting Souls audio blog with your host, Carrie Oberbrunner. Episode 22, Five Reasons Why You Should Compare Yourself. Yeah, that wasn't an error, that was should. I know many times we think that we shouldn't compare ourselves, but here's a quick look. The other day we had Thanksgiving, and I'm sure you had a blast, I hope you did. But on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving every year growing up, our family would gather to hear the pastor tell us the Thanksgiving story. Pastor Phil was a former history teacher, and he couldn't hold back a lecture. We didn't mind. In fact, we loved it. He told the story with such conviction and passion that it kind of evolved into one of the highlights of the holiday for me. I specifically remember the story about the five kernels of corn, probably because he passed out five kernels of corn, and as a young kid, that was so cool. If you're unfamiliar, you can find the full version online about the five kernels of corn, but let me give you the quick version. Back with the pilgrims, the winter got so bad that they were restricted to a daily ration of five kernels of corn. The ship called the Fortune dropped anchor in their harbor. Aboard the ship were 35 more colonists who brought no provisions with them. No food, no extra clothing, no equipment for survival. Additionally, the oppression of the physical environment had become almost unbearable after a 12-week drought that dried up their crops and withered their spirits. The newcomers' arrival had drained already inadequate food rations, and there was no obvious resource for sustenance. At their lowest point, the pilgrims were reduced to a daily ration of five kernels of corn apiece. Now, we know that their situation improved. If you're a person of faith, you know that they engaged in a long prayer service, asking God to see their need, provide for their need. He did. Rain came. Eventually this certain brave named Squanto came as well, but that's a different story. But regardless, they came through, they pulled through, and next Thanksgiving, they followed a certain tradition. Now check this out, this all relates. The pilgrims feasted that Thanksgiving on wild game and turkey, just as they did their previous celebration. But this time, one dish was different. The first course was served on an empty plate, and in front of each person consisted of five kernels of corn, which served as a reminder, a gentle reminder, about how God provided for them. The pilgrims made sure never to forget their past. So, based on that story, here's five reasons why you want to compare yourself. Look, I don't suggest comparing yourself to others, but I do think you should compare yourself to yourself. Does that sound odd? Maybe at first. But when you understand these five reasons, you'll understand why. Comparing yourself with yourself produces, number one, gratitude. When you consider your present blessings, big or small, you feel more grateful. Whether you're in a season of material abundance or lack, comparing the past to the present creates a sense of gratitude if you're willing to look for it. Isn't that true? Thinking about all that you have presently, kind of to your past self, you begin to have gratitude. Number two, joy. Reflecting can produce joy. Today's a gift. The past is simply a memory, and as long as you're breathing, you have the power to change your future. This reality is incredibly empowering and it produces joy. Look, if you knew today was your last, you would be on fire. You would take risks. You would act out what you know you're supposed to do. But many times we don't because we think we have time that's going to last forever. But as we all know, it's not true. Things aren't going to last forever. And so therefore, the fact that you have today, it's a gift. Let it soak in, let it sink in, and as a result, you'll have joy. And then go out and act. Make it happen. Number three, growth. Comparing yourself to yourself reveals how you've grown. Look, I take action to grow every single day. You might not believe me. It's absolutely true. It is. It wasn't always true, but the last 4 years, it's been absolutely true. Now, this requires an investment of time, energy, finances, but I love comparing my present self to my past self because I see how far I've come. But before you get too excited, look, I don't sit there. I don't rest there. In fact, when I look how far I've come, I just look ahead. I look further. And I think, wow, I still have a long way to go. And I put in front of me some pretty cool mentors, some pretty big players. Not necessarily just results, but people that I respect. Because that gets me motivated as well. So yeah, it creates a sense of growth. Not only for where I've come and how I've grown in the past, but also how far I have to grow in the future. It keeps me humble. Keeps me dependent upon God to give me strength and guidance. Number four, perspective. Now, I read the Five Kernels of Corn story to my family Wednesday. Actually, Thursday. But by learning about the pilgrims, my kids were amazed at where we came from. I mean, my kids are 9, 7, and 5. And reading that story, they saw a glimpse of our rich struggle and history. We sat that morning on a carpeted floor in a beautiful house with a warm fireplace. But my kids realized that our ancestors didn't have it quite so comfortable. They lived in mud houses, it said in the story. This comparison helped us all get perspective and choose an attitude of thankfulness. And number five, legacy. If you're willing to look backwards once in a while, you can see that you're creating a legacy for future generations. One day, your actions may be captured in history books, blogs, or podcasts like this one. How will your legacy read? Comparing yourself with yourself helps remind you that you are creating a legacy, intentionally or unintentionally. So, my challenge for you today is compare yourself with yourself. Just like when you're a kid, you stand up against the wall, you kind of notch where you stand on the wall, and then you go back 6 months later and you see how much you've grown. You compare yourself, and then guess what? It motivates you to keep eating that spinach, vitamins, whatever, right? So I want to challenge you today. Compare yourself with yourself. If you're not happy with where you've grown, maybe you've stayed the same, maybe you haven't grown fast enough, then take today and choose to invest in yourself. Read, feed your mind, and just build up those thoughts. Become a soul on fire. People are watching, and it matters. If you like this episode, make sure to subscribe. And again, I'd be honored if you write a review. Helps get the podcast out there more. And definitely listen in the next few episodes. We have a bunch of free killer content that's going to help you prepare for this next year.